We turn back the clock to 2018, to a legislative hearing in Olympia where retired state Senator Karen Frazier was testifying.
We're so fortunate to live in this country, in our state, with personal protections for our personal lives and good ways to be able to work together. We don't need a coup to make a change in government.
Frazier was commiserating with her former colleagues about how little most people know about how their government works.
We really need people who are up and coming, growing up, to know what our government's about, how it works, how to participate in it.
That was a common refrain in the legislature that year, says Leo O'Leary, who now runs the civics education program in the State House of Representatives.
There had been a lot of push just because of the way that things in our country had gone, where people were having a difficult time having the civil discourse. And so creating that part and making it important is something that our legislature felt was important at that point. So that's why they brought that to the table.
Now the state superintendent's office is working with districts to develop good civics education classes. Jerry Price is a former teacher and now the social studies program supervisor in the state office. He believes civics should be more than just about how government works.
What I'd like to see is an expansion of civic education, taking civics more seriously at the elementary and the middle school levels. I think middle school generally does a good job. You know, but I think we do a disservice to everyone when we really look at high school as the place for civic education. I feel like at that point we've kind of missed the boat.
Price would start teaching civics as early as kindergarten.
That's where we're getting our cooperation, our learning to share. You know, these are all foundational skills for that get built upon.
David Stedman is teaching civics in his advanced placement government class at Meade High School. In the last few years, he says the College Board, which oversees those AP classes in the U.S., has changed the class he teaches.
Initially, the course required students to basically memorize quite a bit of stuff. Now the focus is more on critical thinking, reasoning, being able to respond to different political scenarios with information about how our form of government and citizens' participation work.
Stedman says those changes have made the class more interesting for students. He says they talk about all kinds of issues. The only rules are make sure you back up your arguments with facts and carry on a civil discussion.
They engage in vigorous debate, and vigorous discussion, and often leave class to go out into the hallways and continue their discussion with either people who agree or disagree with them. But they also become friends and recognize that you can still, we're all still Americans.
Stedman's class gets a rousing endorsement from Meade senior Maddie Ettinger.
Oh my goodness. First of all, it is so fascinating, especially in an election year, to be learning about how our government works, understanding the processes that occur in DC and locally and in Olympia that oftentimes the average citizen doesn't even understand.
She's now in her second semester in Stedman's class. She says she enjoys the discussions with her classmates and thinking about the policies and positions the country should adopt.
It's so, so much fun. I go to school each day looking forward to third period with Mr. Stedman. It is one of the highlights of my day.
Many teachers would love to have an endorsement like that. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.